Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
From Australia, then I think it is already Friday, or it might be borderline. So I just want to say happy day to you wherever you are. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week. I so enjoy all of you, and you really are my inspiration for doing this show week after week. Now, I did forget to load the chat room when I went on the air, when my intro music was playing, but it is loaded now and open. So if you would like to join me in the chat room, please feel free to do so. And the guest call-in number today is 818-691-7313. 7313. Again, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. And I see we already do have lots of callers on the line, but there's still more lines available. So if you'd like to call in, please do so. I will be taking callers a little bit later in the show, so if you can be patient, that would be great. Because I find if I take callers at the beginning of the show, then I don't get my show content out. And I think it's important for everyone to, you know, have an idea of what's going on for the week as far as astrologically wise, and that sort of thing. And today's show is a special request from a regular listener and client. So I see that she's just logged into the chat room. So today really is a special show, again, requested, the content requested by a regular listener. And I'm happy to take requests that you would like to hear me talk about. So today's show is going to focus on psychic protection and how to deal with people energetically who invade your space. There's a number of different things that you can do to help with those issues. And I'll give you an example of a client who came to me 2 weeks ago who was having an issue with someone at work who was very negative, and this person had gone to higher management and complained, and my client actually was in the hot seat. And I gave her just one simple technique to use. And just using this one technique, within 3 days, the woman who was having the issue gave her 2 weeks' notice. How do you like that? It's amazing the things that you can do energetically to send things out to the universe. And of course, you always send the intention that it will be for the highest good of all involved. So that is the most important thing, the most important thing, but something really to think about. No matter what kind of work you're doing, whether you are a Reiki practitioner or if you do work with other people, or even just sending thoughts out into the universe, you want to be sure to always add in for the highest good of all. And I'm just saying hi to everyone in the chat room. We have a great chat room. If you've never been in there, I really encourage you to check it out because everybody is so supportive of each other there, and it's really a nice little community. So I really encourage you to check that out. And I see there's a whole bunch of new people in the chat room today that I haven't seen before, and also new people calling on the line. So I want to give a shout out to all of you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here with me and to be here with each other, because it's really so important to support each other in no matter what we do. When we can be supportive of each other, it is a tremendous thing for the individual who's being supported and for the individual who is supporting the others. So I do have a whole bunch of new people on Facebook, and I just wanted to give a shout out to them. I have Mary E., BJ, Allie, Moses, Big Boy, and I'm going to botch this name, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time. Oza Dug. Christian is the middle name. So I'm sorry about that. But I just wanted to say hi to all of you and thank you for listening. Okay, before I'll run out of time before I know it, and then I will forget to tell you where to reach me when I'm off the air. So I'm going to do that right now. So if you would like to reach me off the air, go to my website, and it's simple. I try to keep everything just by my name to keep it easy for you all. So it's CynthiaFontaine.com. If you Google me, you will find me everywhere. I'm also known as the Rhode Island Medium. So Google either way and you'll find me, or just go right to my website and contact me there. best if you would like to reach me for a private session, or if you're local and you'd like to have a group session, a group party, to send me a contact request form from my website, because I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day, and oftentimes I will miss emails from people who are looking for more information, or people who are looking to set up appointments. Because if you send me a direct email, it goes into my junk box. And then, you know, like I said, I get hundreds of emails a day. So send me a contact request form. And that's the best way to get a hold of me. Okay, so before we get into more of the content of how to protect yourself from energetically from other people. And this doesn't mean, you know, just people who are doing like psychic attacks, but this can mean, this is also applies to people who are invading your personal space. And, you know, there can be many degrees of that. So, we'll talk more about that. And if you have any questions about that, or if you're having issues, please again, call in at 818-691-7313, and I'd be happy to speak with you, or you can type your question in the chat room. It's hard for me to do readings out of the chat room, but if you just have a specific question, I can take those in the chat room. It's better to do readings live on the air. Okay, so Mars has been really shaking us up since July 25th. You know, I like to talk a little bit about astrology if you listened to the show in the past. And if you're new to the show, I like to talk a little bit about astrology, because I really feel that astrology can really be helpful when we know what's going on planetarily wise in our daily lives. And I'm not, you know, one of these people who live, breathe, eat, and sleep astrology and make my every move by what's going on in the minute in my astrological chart. But I do find by doing a week overview, it really helps me gauge my and knowing, you know, sometimes why I'm feeling certain ways. And this week is another great example of that, because Mars again has been, since July 25th, pushing us and stirring the pot, so to say, and stirring the pot around feelings, deep feelings, trust issues, issues around loss and abandonment, in believing others. And again, this has been going on now for a month and a half, and this is going to peak at the end of this week. So this week, particularly leading into the weekend, you may find that your buttons are really getting pushed with these sort of feelings around trust, around abandonment, and so forth. And it can be something that you're perceiving as a bigger deal than it is. So just be careful of Freudian slips this next 5 or 6 days, especially because we also have Mercury pushing on our nervous systems, and our nervous systems are feeling like they're on overload. So that's sort of aggravating everything and bringing the pot to a boil. And you never want to have a deep conversation with someone when your pot is boiling over if you can avoid it. So knowing this, really think before you open your mouth. Breathe. Take a step back and ask, am I perceiving this, or how am I perceiving this? And then share your feelings when you are in a centered and deep heart space. Because if you're coming from your head, then you will tend to think or act more inappropriately, or maybe not inappropriately, but maybe hot-headed or have those Freudian slips. So to get into your heart is very simple, and it really just takes seconds to do. And it's just by doing some deep breathing. So you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you're doing this, you consciously be aware of your breathing. So you think, I'm breathing in through my nose and I'm breathing out through my mouth. And it just takes a couple of quick breaths to totally shift out of your mind and your ego thinking and into your heart space, where the other person whom you want to have the conversation with will be able to hear you rather than feel like you're just talking at them or you're angry with them. So they'll be more receptive to what you have to say. And so that's really all I'm going to touch on this week about astrology, because I think that's really enough and it's very important. So again, take a step back and breathe. It is important, that being said, to be truth-telling this week. But before you open your mouth and get into your heart space and then speak. So that being said, I'm just going to take a nice deep breath myself and focus. Hello, and I see a newbie waving and got a smiley face in the chat room. Hi there, newbies. I love you all. Thank you again so much for being here. And I do have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to break format for a minute because I feel like I need to take a call right now. So I'm going to take a call, and then we're going to talk more about things that you can do to protect yourself. All right. And this caller is calling from area code 678, last four digits, 9459. So caller, let me know who you are. And you are on the air live with Cynthia.
Hi. Hi, my name is Gina. I'm from Georgia.
Hi, Gina from Georgia. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. How can I help you today?
Are you doing questions, or I didn't know since I'm the first one.
Yes, I can take questions today.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to see what you see coming up for me in the love department or relationship. Because I'm not with anyone right now.
Okay. Do you have small kids around you?
I have two.
Okay, because I'm seeing two small children around you, like around your feet. So they're younger. I want to say they're under 6 or 7.
One is 10, and the other one is 3.
Okay, because I'm seeing the little one.
Okay.
Sometimes also that means, let me just check in, because sometimes when I see them all as little and they're bigger than that, sometimes, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just laughing.
Okay. Sometimes it means that your question is related to a time when the child was younger, okay? Can I ask you, are these children the same dad?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing two men. So was there already two significant relationships with you?
No.
Okay, so you have two. Was there a marriage already?
I'm going through a divorce.
Okay, because you have two marriages in your chart.
Cool. Oh, wow.
So you do have a second marriage in your chart. That being said, everything right now, I feel like I want to juggle, okay? So it feels like you're juggling so many things right now that now is not really the time for you to be looking for a relationship that would be a long-term relationship. Anything that you would bring in now, it will only be a temporary thing. And I feel like it would be the wrong man if you brought somebody in right now. Okay. So I'd like you to get all your legalities and your life sort of settled and straightened out before you open up to bringing that man in, because there is the option right now for you to bring one in because there's one there at the threshold waiting. But again, that being said, it will be a very tumultuous relationship. And it won't lead into something that is going to be a long-term relationship. Because I feel like you do very well with stability rather than, this guy and date him for 2 months and then date somebody else and then bring somebody else in. And And you may have to date a number of people before it gets serious.
Okay.
But that being said, be really choosy about the people that you're dating, and especially if it gets into more than two or three dates, okay? So if you see red flags, just put the hand up and walk away.
Yeah, exactly, because with this relationship I'm getting out of, it's just like I put up with so much, so I know, like, the next one, I'm like, if they show any sign of, like, the last, I'm like, oh, it's time to go, you know, but I'm willing to give people the benefit of doubt as well, because I don't want to be too harsh, you know, because they could be somebody I wouldn't think about dating, and they might be actually someone that's good for me. So I have to, like, really kind of choosy, like you said, of who I should bring in my life, you know. Because I'm not really looking for, like, a long-term at the moment, of course not. But, you know, I just want, just like to have a male companion every now and then. I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with that. So,
that's perfectly fine. And you can do that right now, but just with the understanding that whoever you bring in will not be best suited for you for a long-term partner.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you see any, that's probably more like next year or two, right?
More
of a long-term.
For the short term, you have somebody there waiting in the wings right now.
Okay.
So, and I feel like my guys are saying that you don't know this person yet. But mm-hmm. it will either come through an acquaintance or but it'll be an interesting way that it comes about. Let me just see if this is the short term or the long term they're talking about. Okay, this is the long term relationship my guys are talking about now. So for the long term relationship down the road, remember that it's going to come about in it'll seem like a coincidental way. Okay. And that will be like either through a friend or through an acquaintance or through something like that. This guy that's right at the threshold now, it could be as simple as somebody that smiles at you in the supermarket. Okay.
okay.
That being said, I always stress to my girls, because I think of you all as my girls, that when you're out there and you're having relations with people, it takes mm-hmm. a woman's body 6 months to adjust to the new incoming information, if you will, from the male partner. So you want to be careful not to have more than one sexual partner in 6 months, because then your body will think you're at full out all war. Okay.
Exactly.
And of course,
I'm not the one that really put my stuff out like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I was going to use protection anyway.
Exactly. You know. And I'm not, I have two kids. I'm not young. I'm not young in that, but I'm a little older, and I just can't put my stuff out like that. So
Good.
Really careful who I sleep with. So
Good.
You can talk to me, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Good.
So.
I'm glad to hear that. And remember, mm-hmm. don't get so wrapped up in the sweet talk that you ignore the red flags.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. If those red flags are shining bright, I want you to pay attention to them and just say, you know, this, and start to learn to listen to your gut, because your gut knows what's best for you.
Right.
Okay.
So
if it doesn't mm-hmm. feel right, then just say, you know, this just, I can't pinpoint it, but it doesn't feel right. So I'm just going to move on.
Yep. Okay. Definitely right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Gina. Thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you the best to call in and let me know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, every caller that calls in, I feel, can help all of us. Even if you're already married, there can be something in the call that can help you in your life. So really pay attention to what the callers are saying, what my messages are for each caller, because it can pertain to each and every one of you, even though I'm not speaking to you directly. Now, the switchboard is piled up, so we're going to make this quick once I start taking callers again, guys. So have your name ready, have your question ready, and then we're just going to shoot right through them, okay? So back to the topic of detection. And again, this isn't just for psychic. This is if there's somebody in your space who's physically in your space bothering you, okay? So I don't want to say stalker, but it could even help with somebody who's having an excessive problem like that. And one technique or method that you can use is using the violet flame or the violet light. And you can take the violet flame, and if you look at a candle flame, at the bottom of the flame towards, you know, where the wick and the fire, where the fire just starts on the wick, you'll see where it looks like it's violet colored. That part of the flame is cool to touch, and I don't encourage you to try it because you will get burned with the golden part of the flame. But that part of the flame is cool to touch. And that color and that vibration is related to Saint Germain. And Saint Germain transmutes and transforms all negativity and negative energy, negative thought, negative action. So if you're having a problem with somebody particular, it could be somebody in your place of work. It could be someone at the place of your spouse's work. You can do this no matter, you know, whether it's at your house or if family members or so forth. And again, you always start with for the highest good, may the highest good be done. So you're not harming anyone. Okay, so you just take a nice deep breath in, close your eyes, imagine the violet flame or imagine a beam of violet light, or you can even imagine a bubble of violet light, like the bubble that Glenda the Good Witch came in, but hers was pink from The Wizard of Oz. So you imagine this bubble or pillar of light or flame and just send it through to the place where you work or where your spouse works, or through your own household, if there's negative things happening in your own household. Just imagine this violet light filling up the entire building. And as it stretches out from room to room, imagine that all the negative energy is transmuted and all is well. All is well. And it's as simple as that. And those are the words that you can use. It doesn't have to be complicated. Often we try to make things too complicated. And then, you know, we lose track. But really simple, simple, simple things. Another thing is if you're having a specific problem or a problem with a specific individual, you can imagine a silver net, like a fishing net, but a very fine fishing net that is lightweight, that is very iridescent, that has small holes between the lines of the net. And you can throw the net over the person who is sending the negative energy to you or who is in your space. And then as you're doing it, just say, you know, that no negative energy is allowed to come out of the net from this individual. And that's a way of protecting them from themselves, and it's a way of protecting you. And again, always for the highest good of all. Now, I'm going to give you more tips, but right now I'm going to take another caller. And this is area code 408, and the last four digits are 7380. Hi, caller. You're on
Hi.
Air.
Hi, this is Sharon. I'm Mike G. Hart in the chat room.
Oh, hi, Sharon. Well, welcome.
Well, thank you. I was drawn to your show because I see that you're an alchemist, and I have been working on my own learning to get to that place myself for the past year or so.
And tell me a little bit about what you're working on.
Well, I have been working with the violet flame, and St. Germain, and really trying to work into learning how to manifest the desires that I want.
Okay.
And that's part of my question is, as you was talking to the other gal, and he was talking about her relationships now, and you said you saw something in her chart that she was going to have two marriages.
Right.
I don't know how you access that information, but I haven't had any long-term relationships in a long time, and I'm just wondering, is that part of my journey now?
Okay, well, let me take a look. And how I access this is years of practice and learning. But, you know, really meditation is the key with any of this work. And with meditation, it's important that you have a quiet period of meditation, not just a guided meditation. That being said, it can be difficult for some people to have a quiet meditation because they think their mind has to have no thoughts at all. And really, your mind never stops thinking. So as the thoughts come in, you just acknowledge the thought, and the thought will just float away naturally. Again, it's important. Now, it's not the neon lights that usually come during meditation, although occasionally that does happen. The meditation is what it gives you in the other 24 and a half hours of your day. Okay. And I have a team of guides that I work with and celestial beings, and they have allowed me to open the space where I can actually see your charts now, where before I would be channeling information and I didn't necessarily see the chart, but now I can actually see the chart and pinpoint, things like relationships and a number of different things that you've charted out before you came here, because there is a lot left open for our free will, but many of the big things that we face we've charted before we come. Now, that being said, are you over 55 now?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the number? 62, was that, you've already passed that age?
Yes.
Okay. Because my guides are telling me, I always like to start a little bit lower just in case. But my guides are saying that something significant happened in your life at 62 where you had a shift in perspective.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe it's
yeah, you have a little bit of feedback. And do you have the radio on behind you?
I turned it off a bit ago.
Okay, great. I'm not sure where the feedback's coming from, but hopefully it'll clear up. So what my guys are saying is that there was something significant at the age of 62 for you where there was a shift in perspective, a shift in your thinking. And usually when that happens, it's often a pretty big deal where it's the loss of a loved one or you face some kind of an illness or maybe retirement, that sort of thing. Okay.
Yes. Out all
okay.
Of that.
Okay. All right, because they're giving it to me all. They're giving it all to me. And so it's like I'm holding this big ball in my hand of all this stuff, and then I'm going, but I don't know what to do with it. So does that what it feels? Is that what your life sort of has felt like since then?
It's been one continuous change after another,
right.
Including
okay.
Places that I live.
Right, okay. And it's looking like that you may have two more places to go before you actually settle.
Okay.
Okay. And have you been to New Mexico yet?
I was in New Mexico many years ago, not recently.
Okay, because they were talking about New Mexico. There was something in New Mexico that you were drawn to, but the work wasn't completed, is what they're saying. So don't be surprised if you find yourself being drawn back there, and may not be to live there, but to do some spiritual work. Okay. There are a number of fantastic spiritual leaders who are in New Mexico now, you know, such as Greg Braden, John Velo Melchizedek, Althea Gray, Norma Tarango. It's interesting to see because there are in different pockets of the state and around the globe, actually, healers are conjugating in certain areas. Like there's a big conjugation right now in New England. There's another big one in New Mexico. There's one going on in Hawaii, another one in New Zealand. So it's interesting that you have already been there. So again, don't be surprised if you feel like you all of a sudden go, oh, you see this workshop or something, and then feel like you have to go there. Okay. Is there a Robert or a Rob or a Robbie that in your life or around you now?
No, but he was the one that passed, Robert.
Okay, because I have a Robert here, but you call it, but sometimes the full name was used, but often he's saying there was a nickname or a pet name.
He went by his initials, RPM.
Okay, because he's giving me like a nickname or a pet name is what he, you know, more used. Occasionally someone would call him Robert and it would like go right up his spine. You know, like ruffled his feathers. You know, like when your mother, when you were a little kid, called you by your full name and you knew you were in trouble. So I have him here with me. And it looks like that you guys had a nice, solid, grounded relationship. And that's what you would really like to see it in your life now moving forward. You know, more so... you know, someone who you can have an intimate relationship with on a level of being your best friend.
Yes.
Yeah. And okay. I'm going to invoke him and I'm going to ask, you said RPM?
Yes.
I'm going to ask him to assist in bringing that gentleman forward for you. And I'd like you also to ask him to do so. Okay. Has he been gone for 20 years or what's there's a number 20 around him? Or were you together for 20 years?
No, he was my brother-in-law, but he was with my sister for about 20 years.
Okay, because he's giving me the number 20. Okay, so you may want to let your sister know that, you know, he's come through to say hello, but you had a relationship with him where it felt like, you know, it was like this kinship, you know, and it's because that you both agreed before you came here to help each other through. And so it was no coincidence that he married your sister because you weren't meant to be married to him, but you were meant to be very good friends with him. Okay. Now that being said, again, I'd like you to when you're doing your meditation, with Saint Germain, call in your guides, call in RPM and say, you know, I'm really looking for this type of relationship. Okay. And to manifest a relationship, it's important to be happy where you're at, but I feel like you're in your life, even though you have a lot of movement and a lot of things going on, I feel like in general you're fairly happy with yourself and your life,
yes.
Which is a great thing because that's a good place to bring a relationship in. Now, if you want to speed up the process of manifesting a relationship, you can, for 30 days with a red pen, make a list of everything that you want in a relationship. Anything you leave out will be forgotten and will be left out. Anything that you include that is negative, say, for example, I want someone who doesn't smoke, will be included because the universe doesn't hear negativity. It doesn't hear the I don't want. So you'll get somebody who smokes. So anything that you find that you're writing that has the word not, I don't want, or whatever, you want to change that to a positive statement. So you say, I want someone who is a non-smoker, okay, for example. And So when you have your list complete, and you don't have to write the first list in red ink, but when you have everything that you think would be like the perfect mate, then you copy it, and it has to be handwritten. It can't be copied on a copy machine, otherwise you don't get the same energetic effect. You can't write it in red ink, and you burn it, and you do that every day for 30 days, and then you take the master copy, you fold it up, you put it on your altar, and you forget about it. And then you trust, this is the key, you trust that the universe will bring it for you. So you don't go back, you don't go back and worry about it. You just say, I know the universe has my highest and best interest in mind and will bring me the perfect partner at this time. I do see someone coming for you, though it'll start off slowly and then seems to gain momentum as the relationship builds, which is a really nice way to build a solid long-term relationship anyway.
Yes.
That being said, I don't see it this year. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep following your heart. Do the great work that you're doing because you have such a beautiful energy about you and you're really meant to help other people with your work. And when I say your work, it's the teachings that you're learning and your alchemy, okay? So share, start sharing what you know, what you learn. And that's also going to accelerate your learning and your manifesting and help you move your alchemical skills along.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's great advice. I'll do that.
You're so welcome. And I thank you so much for calling in. I wish you the best of luck. And let me know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Namaste.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. Namaste. All right. What a lovely spirit and energy. And so many of the people who call in and listen to the show have that same energetic resonance. And that's why you're attracting all of a higher level and a higher vibration and a higher mind of thinking. So congratulate yourself for that. Okay, so back to some tips of how to help protect yourself. Now, we've done the violet flame. We've done the silver net. Another technique that you can use is using mirrors. And the mirror technique is when you look into a mirror, you can see your own reflection. So now what you want to do is imagine or visualize the mirror in front of you, looking at your own reflection, and then just turn the mirror around. So it's facing the individual who's giving you the problem or creating this issue in your life. So have the mirror going back to them so the mirror reflects what they're putting out back to them, and it is not allowed to come through the mirror. So that is another form of protection for yourself. And you can surround yourself with mirrors reflecting it out. Make like these tube of mirrors around you. And that's perfectly acceptable because, again, it's not with any intention to do harm to the other person. It's just for self-protection for yourself, and it's allowing the mirror to reflect back to them what they're giving out. Now, that being said, everything happens for a reason. And if anyone has these sort of issues in their life or is attracting negative people or negative vibes, there is a reason within yourself that this is occurring, which is the hardest piece that most of us don't want to look at. Because we say, well, how can we be responsible for that? I do all the right things. I'm kind to people. I love the animals and the birds and the trees. And I meditate and I'm generous wherever I can be. And generosity isn't just with money, but it can also be with your time or just with kind words. So how is it that I can attract this terrible thing into my life? And I'll give you an example. Two of my mentors attracted stalkers into their life, and it was a real problem for them. And what I have found in my work, when we attract that kind of energy, it's because somewhere in our life, and it often goes all the way back to childhood, we may have been violated in some way, and it can be a physical violation or it can be an emotional violation, where we were took on the belief that we were not good enough. We were not good enough. So energetically, many of us have carried this with us, and most often you're not even aware this is going on, that you're carrying this, because many of us have done so much personal growth and work. So you think, well, how can that be? I've done so much work on myself. The onion has multi layers, and there's always more layers to uncover. So I encourage you to look at things that may be coming up from your past. And again, it can be go back to childhood. And you don't necessarily have to hash out things that in your past, traumatic things, and you want to really start owning your self-worth, because you were born to this planet as a perfect and whole being, no matter what anyone else has said to you in your past. You are perfect and whole. And if you feel less than that, start leaving yourself little notes like an admirer would and say, you're wonderful. I love you. And you can then go from that and start looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, I love you. And most of you are not going to believe it when you start doing these exercises. Keep doing it, because in the uncomfortableness, you have to bring that out and work through the uncomfortableness to get to the core, to know that you are, as a soul being, entitled and are a pure spirit entitled to good things in your life. Okay, and I'm going to give you another tip before the show is over, I hope. So again, find me on Facebook, because I know I'm going to go right to the end of the show talking to people and giving tips. So I want to remind you again, but check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, and also find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Pinterest. I'm on all of the social media. And also take a look at my line of all-natural bath and body products. If you are a sensitive individual, these can really help you immensely, especially the salt baths. And if you don't have a bathtub available and just a shower, the salt scrubs can be really helpful. And it helps to cleanse off the negative stuff from other people that we pick up during our day. Okay, so I'm going to take another caller, and this is area code 610, last four digits, 0201. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Cynthia. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because I just want to know, like, you know, the one thing is my spiritual path, but also to you know, what could be possibly coming up right about now, if that's so.
Okay. Was the second part, what's coming up that's good for you right now?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me your name.
Shana.
Okay. And tell me how old you are, Shana.
I am 29.
29. Okay. You've got a whole life ahead of you, and they're giving me the number 41. There's some importance with 41 around you. Do you live in a house with a number 41 now, or work at a place that has an address number 41?
I can let you know nothing that's coming up right away, you know, that's popping up inside my mind right now.
Okay, okay. Well, I'd like to ask, you know, if it's the house where you live in now, because sometimes it can be a house number, an address number. Oftentimes it's an age number that we're looking at. And because, you know, I mean, that's 12 years ahead, so I'm like, why are my guides going all the way to 41? So that's what I wanted to know about the address first. So between now and 41, they're showing me that you have a pretty picture painted. Okay. And you have so much life ahead of you. That being said, however, I feel like that there's some underlying dread that you carry with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And it's very heavy. And let me just take a look and see if this is a combination of your 29 years on in this lifetime, or if it can be also a combination from past life bleed through as well. So let me just take a look at that and see if we have some past life stuff coming in. And my guides are saying, yes, you do have some past life things that are bleeding through that is contributing to this underlying dread that you have had. And I feel like that this has been a long-term thing. Let's see, just go back before your teen years. Yes. They're saying that it goes back before your teen years. And it's like, you're always waiting for that other shoe to drop. And my guides are saying that you're always anticipating the worst, rather than what the possibilities are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And I understand, because I used to be in that place right around the age where you're at now. So
okay.
It was so bad that I used to have anxiety attacks and would have to put my head between my legs, breathe into the paper bag, the whole works, everything. And I had all these crazy phobias since I was a little kid and never understood it. And I always panicked that I wasn't going to make it past the age of 30, this huge party in my head, because I never thought I was going to live past 37. And it was all past life bleed through. And then I didn't know about past lives or past life bleed throughs and that sort of thing. So I did some past life work, and I actually did an intensive training and became certified in past life regression with Brian Weiss 10 years ago. And that helped me tremendously. So if you haven't done any of that work, then I encourage you to take a look at it. You can do it through CDs. Brian Weiss has a lot of YouTube videos out there and so forth. It's a little bit tricky to do on your own, though. It's better if you have somebody that guides you. Now I'm seeing, do you have a holistic center within 25 miles of you? Because I'm seeing that there is one in your area.
I have a what place?
Some type of holistic center that does workshops and things like that.
I'm not sure. I mean, it would be great, because I think having some type of spiritual teacher would help me understand a lot more about myself, like my experiences and what I feel a lot.
Sure.
And
yes.
Compared to what you just said, like, it really bothers my anxiety a lot. Like, you know, it confuses me sometimes makes me very scared.
Right. Okay. So what I would like you to doing is knowing and believing that you have a team of higher beings who are with you all the time, and you can call them angels, you can call them spirit guides, celestials, whatever resonates for you. Okay. So know that you have this team around you at all times to help you. So when you're feeling anxious and overwhelmed, call on them and say, you know, help me get through this period of overwhelm. Okay. That's one quick thing that you can use right in the moment. The other thing is, I want you to ground, because I feel like you're so afraid to be on the earth plane and in your body. Do you have balance issues?
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Can you explain?
Do you like trip or find yourself bumping into things or things like that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Because they're showing me that you're not grounded, okay? So grounding is, you can do that in a number of ways. You, energetically, you can take salt baths. You can get into the water. The salt water is better if you're near ocean or a saltwater lake or something like that. But even a pool is okay too. Or get in the bathtub and just imagine all the anxiety just dissipating into the water and going right down the drain when you pull the plug out, okay? And that's one way. You can also ground your feet to the earth by walking on the earth without shoes. Do you live near, in a city or near a city?
In a city.
Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of tall buildings and congestion and not a lot of earth as I'm saying that. Okay. So, but
yes,
they're
very great.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you know, I'm there's small areas of like parks where you can go to and things like that, where you can put your feet on the earth. Okay. That's another way. You can also just in your mind, ground your feet to the earth and imagine roots growing out the bottom of your feet into the earth and ground that way. Now there's also, that's energetic grounding, to ground yourself in on the physical plane. You want to be sure that you're paying your bills and you're paying your bills on time and that you're living your daily life in an organized kind of way so that, you know, you keep your, you, if your house is disorganized, it's important to clean it up, get it organized, because your house is how your energy is presented to the world. And it, and because I'm seeing that, you're in a really small space, is that right?
Yeah, it's rather small, and that's not anything right now. So finances, being able to, yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that? I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah, and I said, yeah, it is rather small, and that's one of my issues too. Is with, like, you know, well, besides that, it's like with paying the bills and things like that, my finances is not able to, you know, allow me to be able to do so. Like right now, it's very frustrating for me.
Right. Right. Okay. So I want you to, again, call on your angelic beings, ask for help in that area. And when you are sitting down writing out your bills, whatever amount you can pay, write it out with an open heart and be grateful that you can pay it, even if it's $5 to pay on a credit card bill. Okay? So I am so grateful to be able to write this check out and pay this $5. And I'm open to receiving the abundance that I deserve, because we don't usually ask for what is meant for us, and it's really important to do that. As you're writing that out, get in the practice of feeling joyful of writing those bills out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're out of time. We only have a minute left. I hope that helps. Search out that holistic area, because you have one within 20, you know, it's not that far from you, where you've got a holistic thing that you can start working with. Also, there's a lot of great workshops available on the internet that are really inexpensive. I'm going to start running one myself, maybe at the end of September. And my friend Velva Dawn runs a very inexpensive workshop once a month. So there's lots of resources out there. You have to find them, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great week, and thank you for calling in. So again, all the information that comes out can help each and every one of you. We only have 30 seconds left. I'm sorry to the callers who I didn't get to. Please call in next week. If you have something urgent that you want to check with me on, then send me a contact request form with just a quick message. I can't, do a long reading, but if you just have one quick message, I'll be happy to answer that for you. And ice cubes. So you can freeze the bad behavior in ice cubes. Don't freeze the person, because you can actually kill them, but you can take the bad behavior that the person is sending to you, freeze it in an ice cube tray, and leave it in the freezer. Don't use that ice cube tray for anything else. So I love you all. Thank you for being here. Have a great week.
there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. And let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to. Gone too easily, sweet.